Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast. With me, of course, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today with the news that Manchester City are preparing to make a £100 million offer for the England and Aston Villa midfielder Jack Moneybags Grealish. Now, Villa are understood to have no intention of selling the captain and opened talks on a new contract last week. Shortly, we'll hear from Simon Jordan, but here's Andros Townsend, who says that City will be unstoppable if they manage to land him and Harry Kane in the summer.
A high cross in, looking for Grealish! And Grealish has scored! And Aston Villa have 2 goals in 2 minutes!
Jack Grealish to Manchester City is as good as done.
That's surprising me, that's a shock, but... Listen, City, they fell at the final hurdle in the Champions League, and you know the ambition that the owners have. They're thinking, right, we need to spend the money, we need to go the extra distance. And to make such a statement, signing in Grealish so early in the window, I can only imagine what they're going to do next. And we've seen what's reported and who they want after that. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer for a Man City player.
Listen, I know this is going to be an unpopular analysis, but I think Jack Grealish has been a big fish in a small pond, because I think Grealish is a very good player, but I think, like most things in this country, the hyperbole that builds these players up to levels that they haven't quite achieved that yet will precede him.
Yeah, listen, I think he's a top player, and I love, just absolutely love watching him. I think he'd be a perfect fit for Man City. He's someone who enjoys taking the ball, who is confident. I just think he'll slip straight in there. If that is the case and he goes there, I think it's a great signing for City.
Grealish with time rolls it for Douglas Luiz, and he's put it across the face of goal, and there's Jack Grealish with his reward.
Oh, he's so difficult. He's so strong on the ball. He gets the ball in areas. He drives his team up the pitch. He is a special talent.
He's a dream teammate to play with, because he just gets you out of so many situations when you're under pressure. The quality he's got, you know, on the ball is scary.
With Jack, I think, yeah, he's a top player, and I think he deserves to play for a side that's going to win trophies.
Untouchable. He's a special talent, and he's dragged that Villa team up until the top half last season. So if they get Grealish, if they get Kane, the rest of us might sort of forget about it.
Now, staying in the Premier League, the former Wolves boss Nuno Espirito Santo is now the latest manager to be linked to the vacant Spurs job. Don't laugh. We'll hear from former Spurs players Peter Crouch and Andros Townsend. But first, the former England winger Trevor Sinclair believes England legend Frank Lampard could still be a good option for Spurs.
And the final whistle goes, and it's another night of Europa League history for Wolverhampton Wanderers. But Nuno Espirito Santo wanders onto the pitch. He shakes the hands of his Wolves players. He takes the acclaim of the 2,000 travelling supporters high up in the West Stand. Wolves have got the job done tonight.
Spurs can do far worse than Nuno Espirito Santo. I think he's dragged Wolves up from the Championship. He's got them into Europe. He's made him into a stable Premier League club. They're playing good football. They attract good players because of the Mendes link. So I think that'd be a good appointment for Spurs if they wanted to do that.
What is going on at Spurs?
Well, you think the Nagelsmann, Rodgers, Ten Hag, Pochettino, Conte, Fonseca, Gattuso...
You're 6-1 now, Al.
I don't want it either. You know what I mean?
He don't want it either.
It's a mess.
It is a mess, isn't it?
It's a mess.
I think if they lose Harry Kane, I do wonder where, you know, as a squad, you know, can they get back into the top four where they, you know, cemented their place for a little while? I'm not so sure. I think he's got a difficult task on his hands.
I could see Nuno at Tottenham, yeah. And I think he'd, from what I've seen at Wolves, I've been fortunate enough to play his Wolves sides for the last few years, and they're a very well-drilled unit. He's got them playing good football.
It's obviously not the managers. They get Jose Mourinho in and sack him a week before a final. I mean, it's an absolute joke what's gone on. You bring Ryan Mason in, he does a decent job, but I think, seriously, he's not going to be seriously thought of for the job. So then you look at managers around, and for me, I think Eddie Howe does a good job. I think he plays a good style of football. I think he's got experience. It's not too far north, so that's not going to upset him. But another one that I don't think has been mentioned much, and he has got connections to the football club, not so much through himself, but through his family, is Frank Lampard.
Edge of the penalty here. Plays the ball into Ashley Cole. Cole back to Lampard. Lampard scores from 8 yards. It was so easy.
Obviously, Harry's been manager there. Jamie's played at the football club.
Oh, Chelsea.
He's a London lad. He's a London lad. Listen, he didn't do that much wrong at Chelsea. With Joe
Morris. No, but
I don't think Frank will be going.
It's
a huge, club. And for me, the managers that they've been talking about, I've not been good enough.
Surely, Daniel Levy, when he said, right, I'm going to sack Mourinho, we've got to have a plan. And they must have had targets. They must have been tapping...
It doesn't seem that
way,
does it?
It always works out when you're going to sack a manager. You'll be tapping up agents who look after managers and say, would he be interested with the job? So that's why it's a little bit ludicrous what's happening.
Now, staying with the managerial merry-go-round, and Rafa Benitez is edging closer to becoming the new Everton manager. He, of course, led Liverpool to the Champions League success in 2005 and was last managing in China. The former England striker, Dean Ashton, can't understand why he's being considered for the role.
And some breaking news we can bring you on TalkSport. Very interesting as well. We understand Rafa Benitez is on the brink of becoming Everton's manager.
Not a huge Benitez fan, if I'm honest. I don't see how his style of play is going to excite the Everton supporters.
Who would have fit the bill better than Rafa Benitez, who knows that city like the back of his hand, understands how put down Everton fans have been and Everton as a football club have been, how much they've been in the shadow of Liverpool for so many years. So therefore, he's not going to take that job lightly.
Just solely focus on England, haven't we? I know in the back of my mind that we haven't got a manager of Carlo going to Real Madrid, but it's just my solely focus is just on England and being there for England, and that'll take care of itself, isn't it? Normal.
I've seen this described as the appointment that will divide a city, but Rafa Benitez edging ever closer to being named Everton manager.
Years ago, he called them a small club. Fans don't forget things like that. I mean, how he's going to have to produce when he first goes in with the negativity that's going to be surrounded with him going in there. And what's he really done? What's he really done that warrants getting the Everton job in the last 2, 3, 4 years? For me, it wouldn't excite me, certainly, if I was an Everton fan.
What I can say from the fans that I spoke to is it's not exciting them. It's not getting them off the seat. They're not overly into it. But Rafa's got a fantastic rapport with the people on Merseyside.
They've always baffled me, Everton. I always think they're going to do it this year. They're going to get in that top four. Yeah. They've got the backing. They've got the manager now. And they always seem to come short.
10 years ago, they were Liverpool, you know, manager. And, you know, what do you want the man to do? There's not many chances that you get to become a Premier League manager.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's Rafa Benitez, but it's still a massive job. Everton Football Club, billionaire owner, want to progress. That's a huge chance for anyone to take that role. You can't expect him to not want that.
He knows that he's got to deliver. Otherwise, he's going to have everything thrown at him. I can't think of anybody better, to be honest with you.
On now to the Euros, and the England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford and midfielder Declan Rice have both been speaking ahead of Tuesday's last 16 game with Germany, a game, of course, which is live on TalkSport. And would you believe, straight after from 8 p.m, there is a four-hour sports bar. Yeah, four, taking your calls on the back of it. Anyway, Jordan Pickford says he wants to leave a legacy with the national side, while Rice has been plotting how to stop his opposite number, Toni Kroos, at Wembley.
Chance for Tierney, he's looking for O'Donnell at the back post. O'Donnell takes the shot, saved, and there's Shea Adams on the rebound. Fantastic save from Pickford.
That's a world-class save by Jordan Pickford. He's kept England in it there.
Everyone leaves a legacy. They just named three top English goalkeepers, and for me it's just about keep performing for the nation, game in, game out, every time I get called upon, and just being the best version of myself I can be to give us the best opportunity to win football matches. And that's making saves, keeping clean sheets and being able to give that chance for the strikers to go and score the goals.
Taking it quickly into the near post, headed on by Bergen, a brilliant save by Neuer.
His career is unbelievable, you know, probably been up there for one of the top three best goalkeepers for the last decade, and you just watch him and the sweeper keeper, he's not shy, is he? He's a brilliant goalkeeper, and it's, yeah, I love watching him on when you get to see him on live on TV. So come Tuesday, it'll be a privilege to be playing against him.
Germany will bring it forward again now with Kroos. Kroos on the edge of the area. Oh, brilliant goal!
He's world class, but I think for me and other midfield players in our team, you know, we want to test ourselves against the best. Like you said there, you need to impose your game on him. You need to get up to the ball. You need to make it physical, make it hard, and try stopping him do what he does best, which is spraying it around the pitch.
For the first time since the 1966 World Cup, England get out of the group of a major tournament without conceding a single goal.
Yeah, it's obviously nice, and hopefully keep more clean sheets in the coming days. But, you know, it's nice for me to keep clean sheets, but it's not just me. It's the full 11 working hard and being determined to defend from Harry Kane.
England, unspectacular, but effective. They've got the job done tonight, beating the Czechs by a goal to nil.
I feel like some people, or most people, overthink that too much. You know, we was top of the group. We didn't concede a goal, which was massive. And like I said, a lot of top sides conceded a lot of goals. And if you want to carry on winning this tournament, if you want to go on to win this tournament, you know, you need to have zeros. You know, you need to stop the ball going in the back of the net. But of course, we need to flourish at the top end as well.
We know they're a top side, and we know the quality that what Germany have, and it's about us being prepared to be the best we can be on that day.
I think the main one for me growing up was the Lampard disallowed goal in 2010.
Milner four for Defoe. Great turn, Defoe, edge of the penalty area. Lampard!
Yes!
It's in!
Yes!
It's Oh, he hasn't given it! He hasn't given it!
That's
he hasn't given it! Unbelievable! That clearly went over the line!
Like you said there, Germany, you know, at Wembley, it's going to be a massive game and we're all going to be really up for it.
Now, staying with the Euros, and the round of 16 kicks off with Wales against Denmark, a game you can hear live on TalkSport this afternoon from 5 p.m. Shortly, we'll hear from the head coach, Rob Page, but first, his captain, Gareth Bale, who thinks they're a completely different side to the team that lost to Denmark 3 years ago.
So Rob Page's team have a date with Amsterdam in the last 16.
We're Wales, little old Wales, and just to even be as a team is incredible. I think we'll just enjoy it because, you know, it might never happen again.
Don't take me home. Please don't take me home. I just don't want to go to work.
It feels different. Obviously, we don't have our fans in the stadium, which is disappointing. But, but all we can do is, when we get on the pitch, focus on ourselves, focus on our game plan, and, try and give the best account of ourselves.
Shot goes in! And Christiansen has just hit an absolute screamer!
I think we can now talk about Denmark going through to the knockout stages. What a performance! What an atmosphere!
The stadium's not going to be full, but I know there's a lot of travelling Danish fans. I know there's a lot of Dutch fans coming to watch the game, so hopefully they support us and not Wales.
Make them for a shot, and it's another goal! Joachim Mahler, right-footed from the edge of the area, has smashed it in the back of the net. The Danes have a fourth.
The last time we played them, we were maybe in a little bit of a transition where younger players were coming in. So, I think with the time that's passed, we've got better with time. We've improved as a team. We're more comfortable with each other. So yeah, I feel that's the difference from then till now. So hopefully we can prove that tomorrow on the pitch that we're a much better team.
Absolutely immense from Kiefer Moore, and Wales are alive at UEFA Euro 2020. And Wales have done it. Wales have won this game by 2-0. What a victory!
You know, if you go to the semifinals in the last Euros, you have quality, and it's a very strong side. And with, as you said, with Gareth and with Ramsey and Daniel James, a big talent. You know, with that kind of quality on top of it, it's just a great team, and we have respect for this team for sure.
This is another football game for us on Saturday. So yeah, obviously the world have taken note of what's happened and the emotion involved in it, but we can't get involved in that now. It's work as usual for us, and we've got a job to do and we want to go and finish it.
And finally, the British and Irish Lions play their first game of the summer later today. They face Japan in Edinburgh, a game you can hear live on TalkSport 2, before flying to South Africa to take on the Springboks in 3 test matches. with, of course, every game live and exclusive on the TalkSport network. Shortly, we'll hear from Lions legend Sir Ian McGeoghegan. But first, here's the two Brians, Habana and O'Driscoll, who have both been speaking to TalkSport this week.
On far-flung pitches, playing with pride, a patchwork four nations, fans cheering one side.
Beats one, beats two, and gets the ball to Sean O'Brien for one of the greatest tries ever scored.
Foes in all black, the Wallabies in gold. On to South Africa, where glory behold.
Legends Through Time stirs memories of glory onto the next chapter in this enduring story.
And those wearing the red of the British and Irish Lions raise their arms in celebration. They have won the series.
It's in the Rainbow Nation of 36 warriors in red. Never a backward step in the challenge ahead.
Now Dawson gives it back to Gascott, and Gascott kicks a drop, and the Lions are in the lead.
The time is now. These are
your
Lions.
We're not fixed in our thoughts in terms of, you know, we haven't got any preconceived ideas about the test side at the moment. We're giving everyone an opportunity, and we want to see who puts a hand up and makes a real impression. And players that play well, you know, we'll get that chance. And, you know, the door's never closed for anyone.
I think physically, playing South Africa in South Africa is different. I just think the Lions in South Africa, there is something special about it.
It's going to be a very different type of team they're facing this Saturday than the ones that they're going to come up against that when they tour down to South Africa. You know, the, you know, six forwards on the bench, when you've got four locks in your 22, you know what's coming at you. So there's good and bad to it, but nonetheless, I'm very excited because it'll whet the appetite for what's standout figures to look out for in the coming weeks from a Lions perspective.
You know, players bring different things out of each other when they start playing together at international level. And this is, for rugby, this is international level plus one.
You know, we have all been waiting with bated breath. South Africa has not played international rugby since that World Cup final.
The respect they have for the badge and what it represents, I think they come together so easily, and there's a huge amount of respect amongst the players about what being a Lion is.
It is the pinnacle of your rugby career, and I know the guys are buzzing to get involved in it tomorrow.
You know, there was talk of it, you know, happening in the UK, talk of it going to Australia. So in South Africa, we are just so excited to get the Springboks back playing, and hopefully the on-field performances, you know, produces the fireworks that are going to be lacking with the fans not travelling.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Our Euros coverage continues today on TalkSport with Wales against Denmark, a massive game at 5 p.m. And then it's Italy against Austria at 8 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast things out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. I'm back 10 p.m. Monday night on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Of course, with the fun boy taking your calls ahead of England against Germany on Tuesday. The game, of course, that's live on TalkSport. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.